praise Allah for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us the opportunity and enable us to acknowledge them and to express gratitude for them. Those that we can see, those we cannot see. Those that we perceive and those we do not perceive. We need every blessing of Allah Ta'ala. Respected friends and brothers, we are discussing a hadith where we describe certain qualities. If a person has got them, he has got the most precious thing in his hand. They are so precious that we refer to them as treasures. They are so precious that when a person has got them, he will never let them go away for anything in this world. Even if he has to lose the whole world and whatever the world has got in terms of precious possessions, he will let the world go, but he will not let these things go. And these treasures are such, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that if a person, the people who bring the children to the masjid, please discipline them, mashallah, jazakallah. A few days ago also some children were playing in the masjid and I was told that, Maulana, why don't you announce? I will not announce. Parents must know, mashallah, that when they bring a child, they must teach them. And others must also be a bit tolerant. Sometimes children are children. So it works both ways, inshallah. These are treasures that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has made mention of, that if you lose the whole world, everything of the world, you've lost nothing as long as you got these four treasures. So the first treasure that is mentioned is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, your character. You don't ever sacrifice your character for the purpose of some little worldly gain. Your treasure and your capital is your character. The second thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made mention of is that of untainted, unblemished, rosy, rizq, halal. Halal was a word which we had used, but there's a broader meaning to the word halal, which we explained 2 weeks ago, that your rosy has come to you in a way that whether it's the ingredients, whether it's the process, and whether it is the way in which you acquired it, that is also something that you keep in mind. So what you're putting in your mouth, that one morsel, has come in an untainted way. You're eating totally pure halal. Now we look at the third treasure that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has made mention of. And that, my respected brothers, is so valuable. It is so precious that for nothing in the world should we let this treasure go away. It is a treasure that is linked to the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is this treasure? It is the treasure of truthfulness. It is the treasure of true speech. When a person has got that quality with him, then no matter what the world might be in front of him, no matter what gains there might be, he will stick to what is the truth. And this is a quality that emanates from Allah. Allah is the most truthful. Allah is perfect in his quality of truthfulness. Allah says, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. And who is more truthful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in speech, and who is more truthful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in word. So if a person has got that particular characteristic and trait in him, and he sticks to it, then he will only find goodness in his life. And this is a quality that is found in a heart of a believer. A person, if he's got iman, he will always speak the truth. A person cannot say, I've got iman, but then he's an outright wholesale liar. Lying and iman don't go hand in hand. A person can commit a whole lot of other sins, but he can still be a believer. But a person can never say, I'm a believer, and still be lying wholesale. These two qualities don't mix like oil and water. And that is something we have to keep in mind when we are faced with the challenges. And it is something that's inherent in your heart with your iman. It is something that is an uncontrollable force that when you have to express it, you will express it without wavering, unhesitatingly. When you have to say what is the truth, doesn't matter whether you are going to lose out, whether you're going to save yourself from some harm, whether you're going to acquire something, you will just let the truth burst and surge forward. That, my brothers, is a beautiful quality. And if a person has got that, then in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the best of creation after the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. The Anbiya alayhi salam are honestly, they are obviously very truthful. There is no question about them. But after that, the doors of prophethood are closed. And the most truthful person thereafter is that one who has got this quality of siddiqiyat. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made mention. And he says that it is a quality that you will keep with you no matter the world will fall away. No matter you lose whatever it might be. And the truth of the matter is, my brothers, that in our daily interaction and our daily activity, running around here and running around there, we are always looking for gain. We are always looking for benefit. And we are also always looking to not be afflicted by any kind of harm. And that is the treasure that we must keep in mind, that we don't lose it. Sometimes for a small little gain, and sometimes to save ourselves from some harm, small or big, doesn't matter. We have to be very, very careful. A believer will not let this treasure fall out of his hand. It's a treasure and it is precious. So we have to keep that in mind. And it is not only precious, but it is an outstanding and a salient feature of the believer. Mu'mineen are the ummatis of that Nabi who was referred to as as-sadiq. Sadiq means one who is truthful. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the most truthful amongst his people. We know that he used to look after all their valuables. We know that when he was, for example, proclaiming for the first time the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he presented his truthfulness to them in this way, that if I have to tell you people that there is an army behind this mountain, will you people believe me? All the people that were present there, they said, of course we will believe you, because we have never ever, ever heard you utter a lie. So, Iman people, Iman is linked to truthfulness. Ummati of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is linked to the Prophet who is as-sadiq, who is the truthful Prophet, my respected friends and brothers. He's known as as-sadiq, and also one place is known as as-saduq, which is basically just another exaggerated way of explaining how truthful Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in terms of speech. Very, very truthful. So that is the Arabic word there. And my respected friends and brothers, no matter how they hated him, but they loved him for the quality of truthfulness. And this quality shone out, he practiced it, and we find that continuously Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was elevated from stage to stage, no matter how and no matter what, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him up, teaching the ummah a lesson that when you are faced with this, any challenge, then you don't let anything else come in between you. If you have got this beautiful quality of truthfulness, mu'mineen were regarded to be truthful in such a way that there are incidents recorded in history. Incidents recorded in history where a believer was unable to produce evidence. One incident is mentioned of a Muslim and a Hindu. They had some dispute over a land issue. And the matter was taken to the court. And because of lack of evidence, the judge was unable to reach any decision. And finally, he gave a decision in the favor of the mu'min. And he was a non-Muslim judge. And it was told to him that why you gave the decision in favor of this Muslim, this mu'min, this Muslim, you call Muslims. He says, because he's a Muslim. And a Muslim does not lie. That is all. A Muslim does not lie. That is why I gave it. In the time of Sayyidina Abu Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one prisoner of war was brought in his presence. This prisoner of war was a culprit because he was known to harass the mu'mineen. He was guilty of a whole lot of crimes against the mu'mineen, the mujahideen, and whatever else he did, he was now brought here. He was tied up and he was brought now, and the decision was now passed that this man has to be executed because of all the killings that he had committed and perpetrated. So he was brought, the decision was passed. At that time, he says to the people, you people are believers. He says to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, you people are believers, isn't it? And you will always speak the truth. He said, yes. He says, okay, I need to drink water. And then he took the water and he wants to drink it. And he says, you people are going to kill me before I drink this water. They said, no, no, go ahead, drink the water. He was playing like, you know, a trick here. So they said, drink the water, because he was now, you know, he's in a state of, the sentence was just passed on him. So they said, no, no, we promise you, we will not kill you until you don't drink the water. So he threw the glass of water away. He said, right now, your word is that you will not kill me. And you can't kill me because you people are believers. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu looked at the courtiers around him, looked at the people. He says, the word of a believer is much, much more greater. But if we said that we're not going to kill him, we won't kill him. Obviously, we'll give him another kind of punishment, another kind of sentence. The Islamic judge has got the discretion of meting out whatever other punishment has to be meted out. But this was what we are showing out, the truthfulness of a believer, that even a disbeliever came and he took advantage of the mu'minin in this way. I recall many years ago when I was still teaching in Porch, then once I had to go meet the bank manager with the Jamaat, wanted us to go and meet them with regard to some matter there. And this man was talking. He says, talking about, you know, how many checks and balances and how you have to take so much of precautions nowadays with regard to matters of the bank. And that was that time. Now it's even worse, how much of security they have to take into account. And then the topic went on to, he says his grandfather used to talk about the Muslimin of that time. He says, whenever you deal with these people here, you must never doubt them, because these are truthful people. That was proverbial. That was the legacy of the believers. That is something that was outstanding and salient feature of us as mu'mineen, my respected friends and brothers. The only question we need to ask ourselves is, have we still inherited that and we still got it with us? Yes, it's a treasure that we are supposed to have. And look at how the mu'mineen were viewed at that time by the disbelievers. That they said that he can't be lying because he's a mu'min. He's a believer. The very famous story we all know of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullah alayh. What was his story? He was on his way to travel, on journey. And he was a small little child, 8 to 10 years old. And his mother told him, son, whatever you do, don't lie. That the mother told him, not like parents of today. When the phone comes, then the father says, tell him I'm not at home. Someone knocks on the door, tell him I'm not at home. And the child says, my daddy says, tell you he's not at home. Children don't do their homework. Children are in different kinds of difficulties. They are coached that you must say like this, and you must tell them this story, and you must do this. And the child is taught from that young age to come and lie. So he's growing up with lies. He's made to lie. He's made to lie on behalf of his father. So then all this comes back later in life. It will come and bite us and it will hurt us. We have to be so careful, my respected friends and brothers. So the mother said, whatever happens, don't lie. And we know that they were accosted by highway robbers. And at that time, they started searching everybody. So highway robbers from that time already, hijacking people. And he came to me and said, yes, you little child, what have you got? Have you got anything? He says, yes, I've got a couple of gold coins here in my pocket. Well, I've got it. Where is it? I've got it here. It's sewn here. My mother sewed it here. They all got a shock. Everybody else is hiding their stuff. And he's honestly and openly saying to them, this is where I've got it hidden. So they also were shocked. So they went to go. Kingpin was sitting somewhere in the bush there. They say, we've got a strange case here. This fellow is saying like that. So the kingpin says, check it out. They said, yeah, the coins are there. So they called him. They say, oh, child, why is it? Why is it that you speak the truth? Everybody else is hiding their things. He says, that is what my mother said I must do. That, oh, Abdul Qadir, whatever happens, you don't ever lie. And that was all to touch the hearts of the kingpin and all his henchmen there. They all broke down crying. And who was this kingpin? He came out to be known as Junaid al-Baghdadi of the great silsila of the Sawwuf, my respected brother. One truth. That is the effect of truth. That is how far it goes. So my respected friends and brothers, it is something in the sidqa yunji. Truth will save a person. It's easy for us to stand here and talk. It's easy for us to give this bayans. But the challenge comes on a daily basis in so many ways, where sometimes we have to now, you know, fill in a form and we'll just give a little lie there. We can't give a little lie if the essence of truthfulness is in the heart. We will have to give an affidavit sometimes, give false evidence sometimes, A believer will say, no, I'm not going to do this. It's not truthful. I will not lie. Finished. Period. There's nothing I can do about it. Sometimes a little white lie, this way or that way. And a person knows if he'll just give that little lie, he'll get away. But what if he gets caught up later on? What if something else happens and he is known to be a believer? Then that same question comes. These people were known to be truthful. So this is such a treasure. It's not just an ordinary treasure. It was a treasure that identified the mu'mineen and the believers, that even a judge, a non-Muslim judge, did not side. And really, the case that I made mention of later on, when it did appear and it did come out, the truth was that the believer was rightful to get whatever he was fighting for in the court. And that came out later on. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets the truth come out in that way. It was not that the judge just closed the case and said he's a truthful person, this Muslim, and therefore I gave the evidence, I gave the judgment in his favor. The story ends with this, that this person here, the truth later on came out, and this non-Muslim fellow said that, yes, I was actually taking a chance. I was trying to lie and get away from it. So whichever situation we find ourselves in, my respected friends and brothers, this is what Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling. We are in business. We are in different portfolios and positions. We have to sometimes say what has to be said in terms of a product. We don't lie. We don't exaggerate. We don't conceal. We don't deceive people, because a mu'min is one who will never ever let the treasure of truthfulness be lost just to acquire a paltry, small, meager amount of worldly benefit, which is temporary and should be lost in a little while. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq.